Todd Penegor is president and CEO of Wendy's and a keynote speaker for the December 2020 master's degree ceremony at MSU. A graduate of the Eli Broad College of Business, Penegor grew up in Iron Mountain in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, where his father was a Wendy's franchisee. He became president and CEO of Wendy's in 2016 after joining the organization in 2013 as senior vice president and chief financial officer. Prior to that, he held various leadership positions with the Kellogg Company and Ford Motor Company. Penegor serves on the board of trustees of the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption and as a member of the Eli Broad College of Business Advisory Board. He earned a Bachelor of Arts in Accounting in 1987 and an MBA in Finance in 1989, both from MSU, and it's a pleasure to welcome him to MSU today. Hello, Todd.
Well, hello, Russ, and thanks for the time this morning. I really appreciate it.
To talk about your own path to MSU, why was this the place for you when you were choosing a college?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Russ. And growing up in the Upper Peninsula, the focus was really going to a Big Ten school. You know, I looked at that other school in town, Michigan. I looked at Michigan State. I looked at Central since my father went there. And after visiting all the schools, I really knew that Michigan State was the school for me. I just felt comfortable there. And I wasn't proven wrong. I loved being there my 4 years, loved it so much I stayed there for grad school.
And talk about how it did impact you. How does it still maybe to be a Spartan? What does that mean to you to be a Spartan?
Yeah, so, you know, from an impact perspective, think about it. This is the first time I've ever lived outside the Upper Peninsula as an 18-year-old kid driving 8 hours away from my hometown in Iron Mountain. And, you know, I was able to grow up and mature living away from home for the first time. I made some great friends, many of whom I still hang out with from school over all the years that I had at Michigan State. But, you know, what I really appreciated was the support that all the professors and the university gave to me along the way. A lot of opportunities to learn, a lot of opportunities to work as teams. And they really gave me the skill sets to put me in a position to be successful into the future. And the connections that the university has were equally as important, right? My first job out of grad school was with Ford Motor Company. And it was Michigan State that got me that connection, a great finance training ground for any finance professional. And I was blessed to be able to start there. I was able to pass the CPA exam on the first time. It took my dad 2 times. So it was just competitive to do it. But Michigan State gave me the skill sets to be able to do that along the way. And they had a great reputation at the time, and it's got a growing reputation. So I'm glad that it put me in a position to get me started on my career and have me successful from day one. You know, what does it mean to be a Spartan? Well, it just makes you proud to call yourself a Spartan. And, you know, we talk a lot about Spartans' will. It's great to see so much success from so many that come out of our university. It's great to see the partnerships that we have with the university. Working with Dean Gupta over at the business school has just been a lot of fun for me on the journey. And I've just filled with so many great memories growing up, having fun at the university, and now supporting, you know, not just the Broad School of Business, but supporting and cheering for all of our athletic teams. So I'm looking forward to a great basketball season this winter from Tom and the team. It's just a privilege to be able to be still associated with the university on the advisory board at the Broad School of Business, and really giving my time back to the university to help recruit, whether that was at Ford, at Kellogg, or now at Wendy's, to continue to give opportunities to so many great students learning at the university.
Well, you know, Todd, over at that spectacular and state-of-the-art Edward J. Minskoff Pavilion at the business school we've been talking about, is the Todd and Jill Penegor Large Team Room, named in honor of your generous support for the project. Why do you think it's important for alumni to give back to their alma mater?
Yeah, I think about how much the alma mater has created opportunity for me. And, you know, I look back and everybody says, well, you paid for school when you were there. Well, you know, the school gave back a lot more than you know, just, you know, teaching you while you were there at that point in time. And, you know, the relationships, the connections, the camaraderie, the pride, I thought it was important with the success that I've been able to have in my career to make sure that we give back. My wife felt the same way. And we are very proud to help create an even better environment over at the business school with the Minskoff Pavilion, and to really leave a legacy of something with the conference room. And it's fun. My son just had graduated from the University of Colorado. He's now in the business school, as working on his master's degree at Michigan State. So, you know, there's just a ton of pride when he gets to go over there every once in a while. It's a little hard in COVID, but he gets to get over there and study in that room. And that's a lot of fun.
Well, so Todd, you're a parent of a student as well as being on that Broad College Advisory Board we talked about. So what makes you proud of the ways that MSU is educating future business leaders?
Yeah, what I like the most, Russ, is very practical, right? So, you know, what I like about what Michigan State does for all business leaders is, it's a really common sense approach to whatever function you're in. And it is one that's really focused on teamwork, focused on partnership, with some strong skill sets in whatever technical function that you come into. But at the end of the day, you know, it all comes down to leadership and how do you partner across a team? How do you influence a team? And how do you get the best out of a team? And Michigan State creates that environment, teaches it, and promotes it along the way, while giving you the skill sets to be successful, and then has great connections to set you up to go get your first job or your second job or, you know, whatever you're looking for, to really complement, you know, the journey that you want to go on as an individual for your business career.
I'm talking with Wendy's CEO and two-time Spartan, Todd Penegor, who's one of the December 2020 commencement speakers at MSU. And I'm wondering, Todd, what messages do you hope maybe the two students take from your address? And it was only 3 years ago you addressed the Broad graduates. I imagine there's some evergreen advice, but gosh, 3 years is a long time these days. And some of that advice, I'm guessing, has changed.
Yeah, I think the advice has changed a lot. It was really a privilege to do the business school commencement, you know, 3 years ago. It was 30 years after I had graduated from the business school. So that was fun. You know, getting the call from, you know, the team this year to do the graduate students, it just gave me an opportunity to reflect. This year, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how you lead a little different and lead in a little more remote work environment. And, you know, some of the messages will be some of the messages that I've shared with my employees at the company this year, with the field team that I've tried to connect to differently, and with our franchise community. And what you're going to really see is, hey, communication is key. You know, people want to still be connected in this virtual world. You need to really be adaptable and flexible. We've all faced many curveballs during the year, and you've had to manage through those. And you need to really be nimble to check and adjust to anything that's thrown your way. So you really have to find ways to master adversity a little bit different. And one of the mantras I've had throughout this year is, you know, control what you can control, you know, influence where you can. And if you can't influence or control it, don't worry about it. Just prepare for it. Have the contingency plans in place. And as things come your way, you know, build your plans to successfully manage through it. And it's not easy to do that. It's easy to say it. But we're all learning to work a little bit differently. And for the students that, you know, are coming out of school this year, whether you're undergrad or the graduate students that I get to talk with, you know, they've had this opportunity to learn to work in this environment. So they've already got a lot of those skill sets that they can bring to new organizations to not just survive, but to thrive moving forward. So very excited to share some of those leadership messages, and hopefully they take something good away.
Spartans will. And Todd, before I let you go, we obviously mentioned you're the CEO of Wendy's. Just some challenges and opportunities for Wendy's and the restaurant business moving ahead. I'm sure COVID's had an impact, but just what's on the horizon for you and your team?
Yeah, no, thanks for the question, Russ, on the business. I mean, we've been blessed. You know, we're in the quick serve restaurant category. So we've had the you know, ability to manage a drive-through. We were deemed an essential service early on to help take some of the pressures off the grocery store. So when you think about why QSR plays such a great spot in today's world, speed, convenience, affordability, we play in those spots. You know, the drive-through certainly helps. We can deliver food fast in an efficient environment. And when at Wendy's, we can differentiate on quality of the food being fresh, fresh, never frozen beef, fresh cut vegetables, all at an affordable price. And when you think about the journey we're on to really complement all of that, We launched breakfast earlier this year. A little challenging with the morning day part, completely disruptive, but our breakfast is doing quite well behind our quality messaging. So that's been a lot of fun. You know, the digital journey that we're on, you know, how do you make a more frictionless experience at the restaurant? How do you turn your parking lots into transaction centers? Whether that's, you know, mobile ordering, mobile grab and go, curbside, delivery, a loyalty program to connect the business on loyalty and frequency. And then for us, it's how do we continue to provide more access to the brand? Unfortunately, a lot of restaurant brands are shutting down, and we have opportunities to continue to grow, whether that's in North America with unique and different formats complemented by technology, or growing our business outside of the US. Those are all things the team's working on with a lot of opportunity going forward. And our higher purpose is to create joy and opportunity through our food, family, and community. And we're working hard to bring that to life every day.
Well, and similar final question, Todd, I mentioned your role on the Broad College Advisory Board, and my understanding is you'll even be president in a couple of years. I've had the pleasure of interviewing Dean Gupta before, and he talks eloquently about the digital disruption coming to higher ed. Finally, just again, challenges and opportunities for the Broad College and higher ed moving forward. I know that's a lot, but...
Yeah, no, I think, you know, and it's great that I built such a strong relationship with Dean Gupta and, you know, growing from the treasurer role over time over the next 3 years into the president role to help support him on that advisory board. And it's just going to challenge us all. Learning is changing, right? And how we connect and how we communicate continues to change. And I think the biggest opportunities we have is, you know, how do we work in this hybrid world that we'll all be working in the future when it's a little bit virtual and it's a little bit in person? And when you have that environment, how do you teach? How do you communicate? How do you connect to make sure that everybody feels included, whether you're there in person or whether you're there by video? You have to make sure that it is a seamless discussion, as everybody's going to look for a little more flexibility. Everyone's going to look to connect a little bit different. And we're going to have to learn how to teach in that environment. We're going to have to learn how to create working experiences in that environment, and really ensure that our students have the skill set to communicate and break through in that that hybrid environment. And I know the dean's focused very much on that, and we'll continue to partner with him to bring that to life.
Well, Todd, thank you very much. Thank you for all your support for our beloved alma mater, and appreciate you sharing your wisdom with the students. And it's been great having you on the program.
Well, thanks for the time this morning, Russ. And I know Spartans will, and go green.
Go white. That's Todd Penegor, Spartan twice over and the CEO of Wendy's. I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.